Some SNAP recipients in Oklahoma have received some benefits, an update on a new veterans hospital in Tulsa, and tribal members who served an important role in World War II are honored. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, November 11th. I'm Deborah Ashar. Oklahoma began to dole out partial food aid benefits through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, last night. Anna Pope has this update.
Dozens of cars lined up at the Urban Mission in Northwest Oklahoma City for food. Wesley Bradley was one of three who waited outside at the picnic tables. He's a veteran who served for 12 years. Today, he participates in SNAP, receiving about $120 per month for groceries. Because of the federal shutdown, he and 685,000 Oklahomans saw their benefits halted this month. But now he's starting to get some relief.
And I woke up this morning, you know, glory to God, there was 20 on there. But it's still a crying shame, you know what I'm saying?
He says people shouldn't be in this situation to begin with, and food banks are there to help temporarily. He calls the finger pointing that caused the government shutdown childish. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
The Department of Veterans Affairs has officially accepted ownership of Tulsa's new Veterans Hospital. The James Mountain Inhoff VA Medical Center is named for the late Oklahoma senator and former Tulsa mayor. At the Turning Over the Keys event today, Oklahoma U.S. Senator James Langford says Inhoff was known for supporting the military and veterans.
To be able to have his family here, to be able to open with a prayer, and to be able to stand in front of this medical facility, I can honestly say my friend would be proud of this day.
The facility is the second in the nation built under the Federal CHIP-IN Act, a program supported by Inhoff that allows public-private partnerships to speed up construction of veterans' medical facilities. Governor Kevin Stitt says gratitude and momentum define this project.
Gratitude for our veterans and for Senator Inhoff's legacy of service to our state. And it's momentum for Tulsa and Oklahoma's future in healthcare, innovation, and economic development.
The 273,000 square foot hospital in downtown Tulsa is expected to open in late spring 2026. The Oklahoma Healthcare Authority Board has voted against an emergency rule related to Governor Kevin Stitt's recent anti-abortion executive order. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports members were concerned about the order's legality and impact on providers.
The board considered a revised rule that would implement the executive order by requiring all Sooner Care providers to sign a form disclosing whether they or any related entities engage in abortion-related activities, including referral or affiliation. It sought to offer clarity on what those words mean, but some board members were still wary. Member Clark Jolly says he thought the order was beyond Stitt's purview, and it should be up to the legislature.
I believe it could be considered legal error for this board to align our agency's current rules based upon an executive order that uses an undelegated exercise of authority instead of statute passed through the legislature from the legislative branch upon which Oklahoma's constitutional authority is vested.
The board didn't approve the rule and voted to seek clarity from the Attorney General and Governor, along with an extension for implementation. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
This Veterans Day, there are some new members of the Oklahoma Military Hall of Fame. Sarah Lisi attended their induction ceremony earlier this month.
Next to be inducted, we have a group of the Kiowa Code Talkers, U.S. Army.
The Kiowa Code Talkers fought 80 years ago in World War II, but now they're receiving overdue state recognition. Kiowa Chairman Lawrence Spotted Bird honored their service at their induction ceremony.
All these Kiowa legends are deceased, but their legacy as Kiowa warriors, the legacy of all of our Kiowa warriors, lives on.
It's estimated that about 35 tribes in the U.S. had code talkers serve in World War I and II, including a handful from Oklahoma. So far, four indigenous code-talking groups have been inducted into the state's Military Hall of Fame: the Comanche, Choctaw, Pawnee, and now Kiowa. Daniel Kozad, whose Kiowa name is Tsekinthe, or Bear Shield, is the son of Leonard Redwolf Kozad. He says he grew up without knowing his father's full story.
We didn't know until the United States Congress recognized it, got hold of us, and told us about it.
It's something now the Kozad family takes pride in.
And that's why we say he left a legacy. And yet we sing a lot of his compositions around the veteran songs, and we try to carry it on the best that we can.
In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.